Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from Ruben Diaz, who says that City are thriving at the minute, playing in big matches week in, week out. City appear to already be through to the last eight in the Champions League after a 5-0 first leg win away at Sporting Lisbon on Tuesday. That was a record fifth successive away victory in the competition. And Pep Guardiola's side, who are 9 points clear at the top of the Premier League, of course, as well, have won 19 of their last 21 matches in all competitions. Diaz says that the spirit and the rhythm and everything else is positive at City at the moment. He said, in our team, we all like to win. We like difficult challenges because that is the only way that we can show how good we are. A Champions League is another of those challenges. It's a special competition, especially for that, because it involves the best teams in Europe. Obviously, it's a big ambition for all of us, and we like to feel that pressure, that feeling that it's a team goal. But it's a positive feeling because it makes us better. It makes us want to improve every day, he said, both individually and collectively. It's a challenge we want, and it's a challenge we are ready for, Diaz said. Next up for City then is another challenge at home to Tottenham in the Premier League on Saturday when their title bid resumes. Spurs have won three of the last four Premier League meetings between the two sides, although all of those wins for them came at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. City will hope for another victory to stay clear at the top of the Premier League when they host Tottenham this weekend. Finally, news on the transfer front. It's been reported that Manchester United midfielder Paul Pogba could be a shock target for City this summer. Pogba's contract at Old Trafford runs out at the end of the season. He has been linked with a move to City before, and some reports say the 28-year-old will listen to offers from other Premier League clubs when his contract at Old Trafford expires, with City, according to some reports, believed to be in the mix to sign him. That's all for now. We'll have more later.